sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. My voice is going. I apologize. I've been talking so much after the show, doing business and things, just basically struggling to get through the third hour. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Text line is open, 231-360-5140, here on this Wednesday, May 14th edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Quote of the day yesterday was given by MERS News Service to a state representative, Democrat Farhat from Dearborn, Michigan. While making the point on the floor during a bill that was being considered by both the Republicans and the Democrats, when he was referring to the point that the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, has not had a functioning website for the lawmakers to disclose their financial information. Quote, thank God for local clerks. If it was up to Jocelyn Benson to count ballots, we'd still be counting them from last November's election. End quote, said Farhat. Why? Well, because when we passed the change in term limits on our statewide ballot back in 2022, term limits were extended. Before, you had been limited to serving 6 years in the House, 8 years in the Senate. Now you can serve 12 years either in the House or the Senate or any combination thereof, but it also required financial disclosures. Well, the House passed its second and third Senate bills so far this term. What did Senate Bills 99 and Senate Bill 100 have to do with? Pushing back the personal finance disclosure deadlines and also allow filings to be submitted via email. House Speaker, Matt Hall said in a press conference yesterday that he and Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks met yesterday to discuss these bills. Also, House amendments that were adopted to extend the filing deadline and making filing more flexible for our elected officials. It was in response to the Michigan Transparency Network's website rollout that users have struggled to navigate ever since its conception. As passed by the Senate, the bills require financial disclosure from candidates' spouses if the candidate is running for governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, or secretary of state. and also requires the spouse, if they make more than $1,000 per year, to be included in the candidate's filing. Also prevents existing candidate committees that aren't running in next year's election from having to file. If you have an existing committee, but you're not actually running for office next year, you don't have to file a disclosure. The Senate unanimously concurred both bills, granting immediate effect after the House vote. Now the bills go to the governor for signatures. We'll finish this story on the other side. Short break. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Second segment, hour number three. Michigan Transparency Network. This is the website that the Department of State rolled out as a requirement to have these candidates and legislators file their personal financial disclosure statements. Well, it was kind of interesting because Speaker of the House Matt Hall said passing these bills shows that even Democrats agree that the new website is difficult to use. Senate Bill 99 includes the form that candidates have to fill out so that the filing requirements are not easily changed in the future. Here's the form. These are the requirements per the Constitution Amendment. Well, that passed 104-2 in the House. One Republican, Brad Paquette, and one Democrat, Dylan Wegelove, Garden City, voted no. On the other bill, Senate 100 passed 105-1. Speaker Hall, referring to the very first meeting with the Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks, said, finally, Brinks has an issue she wants to solve. But I made it very clear, if you want to do this, then we're going to make sure that we take this away from the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. Hall also said that he was turning this over to the House Oversight Committee, which will begin investigations next week into the Department of State and the money that they paid to Tyler Technologies to develop the Michigan Transparency Network, the website, MITN. Hall alleges that the purpose for the website's inefficiency is to prevent the public from seeing that the Republican candidates running for office next year are outraising Democratic candidates. He thinks this is actually part of the fact that the website is so inefficient, difficult to maneuver and be able to file. Well, in addition to that, over the weekend, the Department of State sent out an email telling the filers, the candidates, the elected officials, that they could submit a fillable PDF form via an email. Quote, as we continue to upgrade the system. They also mentioned in the email that this option is only available for this month, May 2025 filings. You see, this is important because we changed our state constitution, folks, when we went to 12 years, either in the House or the Senate. Part of the little nugget that they offered us was financial disclosure, where people would have to financially disclose their assets, their mortgages, their liabilities, their real estate holdings, their investments, any sources of income that they have outside of Lansing, as well as their spouses. And they've been fighting this tooth and nail ever since. Well, now comes the Michigan Department of State, Jocelyn Benson's office, and the website, they can't even post their information. So very, very interesting, going all the way back to the spouse's requirement. Financial disclosure law, which passed April 24th in the Senate. House leadership, Speaker Hall said there is a third bill in the package. It's Senate Bill 101 that changes what legislators are allowed to accept as gifts. Well, he stated that this will not be passed in the House. Hall said he didn't ask the Senate to pass any of the House bills in exchange for passing these two Senate bills. So there's some negotiations going on back and forth. We'll basically see where this goes. The one bill that caught my eye was House bill, or bill packages, I should say. Jerry Nier, Republican from Shepherd, he put forward a bill that requires lab-grown protein to be labeled as such to avoid confusion when it's allowed to be sold in stores. Well, it passed 99-7. Nyer said in his press release, when you're shopping and you see chicken, pork, or beef, there should be no question whether these products came from a living, breathing animal or whether they were grown in a petri dish. People want farm fresh, and they do not want slices of Franken meat. Frankenstein meat. Okay, got it. So pretty interesting legislative agenda moving forward, but still no major connection to the budget. Senate coming out with their version, the House passing theirs. Now they go into conciliation of the two, seeing if they can come up with something that they can agree on, vote in both the House, the Senate, approve it, and then send it to the governor for signature. Sorry, folks. It's not going to happen before 4th of July. They'll go into summer break. Bottom line, when you see these Republican state reps, state senators, you need them to stand strong. It's absolutely imperative that they cut back the spending, cut out some of this waste, fraud, and abuse, limit the governor's economic development funds, and stop wasting money giving it away to corporations that don't do what they promised to do to get the money. So we'll see if this is in fact something that's going to happen. Now, in the news, top of the hour, you just heard much of the rank and file, the actual troopers within the Michigan State Police, have lost confidence in their top leadership due to a series of questionable and well-publicized incidents involving its colonel and his deputy director. The chair of the House Michigan State Police Budget Committee spoke to fellow lawmakers yesterday. State Representative Mike Mueller, Republican of Linden, as he's crafting next year's spending plan for the Michigan State Police, comes to this subject with some background. He's a former county deputy of a sheriff's department. Many times they had to interact with the Michigan State Police in his area. Well, he, for one, is digging into how the Michigan State Police Director, Colonel James F. Grady, promoted Deputy Director Amy Brimacombe just 2 days after she was disciplined and subsequently given a substantial bonus. Mueller laid out his findings to the clearly disturbed Republicans and Democrats on the House Oversight Committee. Minority Vice Chair Reggie Miller, Democrat from Belleville, acknowledged that there is serious issues here that is of deep concern, and only asked that the Michigan State Police top leaders be given an opportunity to provide testimony at a future committee hearing. Mueller noted that Brimacombe put more than 9,000 miles on a patrol car for personal use during the China pandemic, and for not having training records being available to provide proof that she had training to carry a firearm. Brimacombe was promoted 5 levels to chief deputy director only days after being disciplined. Well, according to Michigan State Police rules, 2 years is required of service before you'd be granted such a promotion. Another concern that the state representative Mueller mentioned was $810,000 of a legislated transfer request that was being used to fund executive pensions. State Rep. Mueller said one thing he requested was the emails between top management and Human Resources Department about the disciplinary actions taken against Brimacombe. He learned that she was put on 5 days of leave that was taken out of her paid time off. Mueller said he wasn't raising these concerns because he had it out for the Michigan State Police. His motivation came from a desire to see the department do better for the state of Michigan and our taxpayers. He said, as a sheriff's deputy for more than 15 years, that there might be dire occasions in which the Michigan State Police was actually the first to respond to call for help. When they needed backup, Michigan State Police sometimes was in a better position to respond than his own sheriff's department. Well, the chair of the House Oversight Committee, Jay DeBoyer, told State Representative Mueller that he'll issue a records request to the department to provide the information Mueller requested. Meanwhile, a statement came from the Michigan State Police stating that the director and leadership team are proud of the department and they have unwavering support to the dedicated, hardworking men and women of the Michigan State Police. Folks, that's not the point to the story. The fact that the rank and file troopers out there, the men and women who actually provide us service, they have lost faith and confidence in the leadership. This is going to absolutely affect morale, Mueller said. A state employee survey of the department from just last year, 2024, found that only 18% of the respondents from the department thought that the leadership is interested in the well-being of its employees. That is down 30 percentage points from the previous survey taken in 2023. Back in 2017, 78% of the Michigan State Police employees said they were proud to work for the state of Michigan. Now it's down to 44%. Well, got a very simple question. Who's in charge? Who oversees the Michigan State Police? Who appointed these leadership positions? The director? Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Just saying. But the rank and file, the troopers that are actually out there helping us, protecting us, putting their lives at risk every single day, they're not happy with leadership. We need a new governor. Final half hour of today's show, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan.